With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Rising prices have put a pinch on people looking to get into existing homes. That's the word from an economist who works with the Wisconsin Realtors. Professor David Clark says a measure of housing affordability has slipped dramatically in the last year and a half, largely due to the number of homes available for sale diminishing. He says the Housing Affordability Index looks at the median-priced home, the qualifying income to purchase a home at the current interest rates, assuming a 20% down payment on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. He says the index has fallen in the past year.
You can look at the fact that mortgage rates have gone up. They're up about 50 basis points, about a half a percent compared to last year. And prices have gone up at more than, well, not quite twice the rate of inflation, but getting close to twice the rate of inflation.
Clark says incomes have not gone up enough to make the difference up in increased costs. He says they expect mortgage rates to rise. The Federal Reserve is concerned about higher inflation. He says inflation has been over 2% since last year. He says the June inflation rate was about 3%. He says because the Fed will likely increase short-term borrowing rates, that will eventually affect long-term rates, like those for mortgages. Jim Rohr of Antigo has a perspective of his life's work at Nicolay College's art gallery in Rhinelander. Ken Kroll talks with the artists.
His skill has evolved in block printing and paper to a high level. Rao has won numerous awards, and as an ordained minister, uses the Bible as a base in many of his works, but not all. He says his latest work draws from a biblical story.
I pull a lot of my inspiration from Scripture, so there's just tons of illustrational material right there. I'm working on a huge piece right now called Valley of Dry Bones. So Ezekiel being shown, he's being shown by an angel, this vast valley of just these skulls and, you know, bones all over the place. And it's just in its drawing stage. And my wife saw it, she goes, wow.
His retrospective is on display yet this week at the Nicolay College Art Gallery, located in the Northwood Center through this week. The gallery is open each weekday from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. Rao also found out he has been accepted for the Northern National Art Competition this fall at Nicolay College. We have a longer interview with Jim Rao at WXPR.org, along with a photo of one of his many works. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
The group of volunteers working to get a town-sponsored disc golf course up and running are moving toward completion. Town of Newbold Outdoor Recreation Committee Chair Pete Cody says the Rookery Run disc golf course has the potential to be open yet this year.
We're still working on some of the tee pads and basket areas and the fairways, and we've made tremendous progress this summer, and we still have our sights set on a 2018 opening. But we have not yet decided on a date. And the next 2 weeks of work out here will probably tell the tale as to what we're going to do.
The late snow slowed construction for this year, and much of the prep work was done last fall.
But so far, everything is looking pretty good. We have most of the seedings done, probably 10% of the seedings to be done. And otherwise, we're in pretty good shape.
Cody says they've raised just over $42,000. He says volunteer labor has made the difference, and he says they still need some volunteers to step forward to help out with some tasks. The course is located off Highway 47 and Ole Lake Road north of Rhinelander. It was designed by two of the top professional disc golf course designers. Merrill police are conducting additional patrols while trying to find the vandals who damaged 114 gravestones in two adjacent cemeteries. Investigators say it appears to be a random act of vandalism. They think one or more people did the damage Friday night at Merrill Memorial Park and St. Francis Catholic Church cemeteries. All of the gravestones were pushed or kicked over. Family members were at the gravesites over the weekend looking at the damage. Police have asked people to leave the stones where they are until the investigation is complete. Witnesses say a 34-year-old Marshfield man accidentally walked in front of a passing train when he was killed late Saturday. Marshfield police responded to a 911 call shortly before midnight in the downtown area. Emergency responders found Anthony Carolfi had been hit by the train. Carolfi did not have a pulse and wasn't breathing. Efforts to revive him were not successful, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. Our forecast tonight, isolated showers and thunderstorms early, patchy fog after 2 a.m., otherwise mostly clear with a low around 53. For tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high near 81. On Wednesday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny and a high near 75. Northwoods Cafe is next. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.